Hello, everybody. I'm Michael.
I am a Johnny.
And this is Anime Casuals. Welcome to the weekend talk, where we catch up on seasonal anime. And we are covering High Card, My Hero Academia, and Trigun. Not necessarily in that order. We usually throw our things into a hype list. But everything was kind of equal this week. So we're just going to start with High Card, for whatever reason. At the end of this, we're going to talk about our perspectives for spring anime, because we're almost to the end of the season. If I'm not mistaken, besides High Card, which comes out tomorrow, the day after this recording, everything should be going to its episode 12, which is the final episode for a lot of these things. So we'll see what happens. In High Card, we had an explanation of what the heck happened to Chris.
Chris's beginnings.
Yeah, Chris's beginnings. What happened to this lovely lady that I forgot her name? Basically, this lady's background and why she betrayed the P-Knuckle boss. And then...
And went into hiding in some remote cabin in the forest.
Yeah.
Oh, snow with a dog.
Her name's Aya Tawawa.
Tawawa.
Basically, yeah, Tawawa's backstory. If I'm saying that wrong, it's fun to say. So I'm going to keep saying it like that. Tawawa. I don't care. Tawawa. her backstory, why she betrayed people. We learned more about what X card does, which, as we said last week, I still think it has to do with poker hands, because Chris's dad goes like, I used the powers of X card, and then holds up a four of a kind of threes, which, funnily enough,
I think it was fives, actually. Because remember, we looked through it, and it was fives.
Oh, it was fives. Oh, and one of the fives is actually coming back. Because one of the... I think the Earth guy has a five. Mm-hmm. And uses the mystical powers of the combination of these cards to heal his son, who is just, like, almost assassinated. He dies. And then we go off into a big fight between Finn, Tawawa, and the Earth explodey guy. And all for, you know, all in all, it was wild looking at, like, the P-Knuckle boss, who's also the dad of the guy with, like, the really long name, Leo Constantine P-Knuckle, who's, like, the rich kid in High Card.
Yeah.
Yeah. His dad is cold and heartless, which would make sense for somebody who's running a company
just like
this.
His money.
Yeah, he's just like his money. and he was like, no, you can't use the cards. The rules say not to. And then that's when he should have said, well, I have money and the rules don't apply to me.
Yeah.
But instead he goes, no, we have money and we have to follow the rules. Because that's how life is. You have to follow the rules. And to be honest, that guy sucks. You know, I hate, like, people who are very firm and rigid in their beliefs. And without, like, the opportunity to be like, hey, I'm your boss, you have to listen to me. I'm like, his son's dying in front of him. You think he's going to be rational?
Yeah. I just wish I knew more about the hands, you know, these X-plays. Because I don't know why four of a kind, or why it's just because it's fives. I don't know. Maybe it has to do with five. That's the problem. I don't know. Why? What part of that equals, I give you life, son, but now I give my own life and I die? I was like, five alive? Is that too silly? Is that too simple?
That might be a little too silly.
I don't know. Like, seven heaven? Would that have been the opposite? I need to die. Give me the sevens.
And that's in English. I don't even know if the Japanese has, like,
fair enough. They probably
wordplay
don't.
Like that.
Yeah, I don't know.
Well, and even then, it's like the powers themselves don't quite make any sense, because we know one of them is Earth, like the power to move Earth. So I'm like, what else matters about that? I also don't know if the other two were what the... No, the other guy was using threes. The guy with the marble arms. I think that those were threes. That's why I'm confusing them.
Yeah.
But I don't get how four unrelated powers suddenly turn into magically revived. I think one of them was also Finn's card. I mean, Chris's card. Uh-huh. The power of healing.
Okay. Well, that's why I'm wondering. Like, we don't know what all the cards were. Maybe it is some combination. I mean, because you said the Earth guy, that his is a five too. So, like, Earth... mixed with
healing.
And
then two other magical ones. Like, I don't...
Like, I thought it was just going to be the elements. Like, earth, wind, fire.
Love.
Heart.
Heart, yeah.
You know, I don't know.
Five of a kind. Well, that's also what's interesting, right? Is, okay, like the control aspect of Earth and then like the healing aspect and like those come together. I'm like, but why does it need to be four? Like, I get the amplification of power. But anyways, you know, that's just me not understanding. And I'm sure they'll explain at some point.
I'm just waiting for that royal flush. And the world just blows up.
Someone just dies immediately.
Yeah.
That's how they make the Philosopher's Stone.
Oh, and then it's a different anime.
Yeah.
A different horrible anime.
Yeah, the king's actually homunculus.
Horrible in a good way.
Yeah. Otherwise, the fight was really fun. I like Tawawa's power. Like, she can, like pull things to her. And she has a jack, too.
Yeah. That was definitely a cool power to watch. And even the fight at the end with Earthbender Joe and Tawawa, you know, their whole thing was pretty gnarly.
And then he just gets
that's
shot.
Actually another thing. I don't know why I'm thinking about it now. One thing we did notice is that the four suits possibly all have their own category.
Oh, that's true. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Like we were thinking maybe spades were weapons or something like that. But I don't know. We couldn't get enough from the rest of the symbols because they're all weird.
But I don't know. All the spades have different weapons on them. So at least that's one thing. Maybe the
Weapons, elements, or something.
Yeah, elements.
Maybe
body control.
I'm gonna say, what would you classify Tawawa's I don't know. Was that gravity?
Well, that's.
And then there's psychic ability. I don't know.
Yeah,
there's too many categories, and I don't know where to go with it.
No, hers might be psychic ability too, because that one creepy lady who
who works for the really whoever that
Klondike. Yeah,
yeah, there you go.
Klondike. I remember some words from this anime. Yeah, and she has kind of a telepathic control. So maybe it's that. It's body control. Because I think Chris and that girl who can join hands together maybe have the same suit. Elements, some kind of psychic control, and then weapons.
See, there's Paramecia, there's Zoan, and then there's Lojan.
Well, okay, if we go back to that. That also doesn't make sense. Why would you ever need a weapon in healing somebody? I don't get it. Anyways.
I don't know.
Yeah. We'll find out one day. So we learned a lot in this episode, also while pausing and rewinding and looking at certain scenes.
Yeah, a lot of details to kind of try and pick out, but you know.
This is a great tip for those of you who are listening. And those who aren't listening, come tune in. Come join us. Pausing an anime and just looking at certain scenes for details, always a smart idea. Even though it might annoy those of you, some people around you. You should always
do that.
It.
A lot.
Yeah.
Most of the time it's for isekais when they're like, okay, what are my skills now?
Spider.
Across the screen.
Spider was great for that.
Exactly.
Yeah. And then the episode ends with Chris shooting Finn and saying sorry. But I believe their suits are bulletproof. I swear that's happened sometime in this anime.
Well, I was wondering if he, it was in his shirt pocket, too. I don't remember if he keeps something there. I want to say I saw his card in there sometime, but I could have been thinking of someone else's shirt. Either way, there's probably something that he's not actually dead.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. And for some reason, shot Finn. I don't understand that.
Of course, that would be a gnarly, 12th episode, the funeral for Finn. That's it.
Oh.
There's nothing else. Well, I guess it's a low card now. The end.
That's the final power of his card. He always goes straight, and then when he dies, he resurrects into a card. I don't know.
He becomes a card.
Also, are there Jokers? Or is it 50? Is it 52
question.
Cards or 54 cards?
I assume it's 52 because that doesn't include the Jokers.
Yeah, exactly.
I don't know. It's a good question.
Things to wonder about.
Season 2.
Wow! Okay. Let's hop off to Trigun. In the era of big speeches, we had a trippy speech. I'm going to describe it in three sentences. Knives stabs Vash a bunch of times, portals to the higher dimension open, and then Knives goes into that dimension. That's basically what happens.
Well, after messing up Vash's memories and everything.
Oh, yeah, wiping away all of his memories.
And making the, what is it, the infinite Tsukuyomi? The tree from Naruto?
Sure, yeah. And Vash turned into a tree, which then extended into the entirety of the base, and then that base turned into Rem, I assume.
Big flower Rem.
Yeah. In the original series, they are net right now in this series, Stampede. This is, by the way, season 1, episode 11. Highcard was season 1, episode 10. And by this point in the anime, I think we've already figured out that Vash had blown up the City of July. But right now in Stampede, they are in the City of July. So I'm kind of hoping, beyond how trippy this episode was, that that's what happens. The weird flowered, like, plant Rem explodes throughout July. Everybody dies there, but then he stops Knives from touching the orb, which I don't know what that does. But I think their plan is to make sure the plants have a mind of their own, which I think might just kill everybody.
Yeah, they're trying to give them souls.
Yeah. So my mind's going, this episode was literally crazy and hard to follow.
Yeah, it's kind of fun how weirdly confusing the series is in its own way.
Mm-hmm.
And it's kind of fun just because it looks super great. And I'm loving seeing just so many things. I'm like, I feel like I know this.
Yeah.
And then don't recognize it at all.
Yeah.
It's so fun.
I also wonder, is there going to be another season? Or is it all going to round out in the episode 12 that's going
to
happen?
I mean, that would be fun, because this is a, I don't remember, is it supposed to be a prequel or a little bit of prequel, or is this a little bit of
Oh, this is neither. Retelling. It's just a retelling.
Okay.
Yeah.
That would be fun to keep going. But I mean, maybe they're going to see how popular it is.
Yeah. Which, to be honest, I'm having a lot of fun with it. As I say, like, every week, it's a good reminder that you can take something similar and change it in good ways, and it still becomes a good anime. You know, I feel like too many people are like, hey, let's fully change it or keep exactly the same. This is a great version of it that says, hey, let's update it to modern day standards, but keep it similar. Except let's not make it a bad guy villain of the week, because that's kind of what Trigun was, original Trigun. It was like, let's find this new, like, knife minion. And this one was just more wild.
Yeah, it definitely had a lot more substance versus just kind of like, I don't know, typical plot stuff. I mean, both are good, but yeah, this is really just strangely interesting, I guess.
Are you going to, now, Johnny, you were saying earlier, is it going to become Darling of the Franks?
Oh, yeah. Well, I didn't know if that was going to happen because, you know, all of a sudden there are plants and then it turns into a person. I was like, she's just going to turn into a robot and fly into space and, you know, go search for the edge of the universe, whatever. 02 was doing at the end of that series. I don't even remember. It was crazy.
Just but, flying. Man, just going.
I don't know. I guess we have a flower Rem, which I thought was funny, just because, you know, Vash loved Rem, and I don't know if that's going to all backfire on Knives. I don't remember how that's going to go.
But I
don't imagine good.
I was kind of wondering while we were watching the episode, is he's like, oh, and I'm going to touch the orb. I'm like, what if Vash had already previously touched the orb?
No.
Like, this isn't his first experience using his powers. Also, his powers are crazy. I don't know exactly what his powers are, but it was like, yeah, he can take things and send them to the higher dimension. And I'm like, what?
Yeah, he seems like he's just kind of a black hole or some kind of gate almost. Just kind of like, I let trees out. I let massive amounts of energy. I don't know. What do you want?
Like the new series, Campfire Cooking in Another World. He's like, I'm gonna send sweets to the higher dimension. I'm gonna send all this stuff to my goddess.
This will all work out.
It's all great. I can't say too much more about Trigun. I'm just excited for the next episode and see what's gonna happen.
I think the only other thing I want to see is this is another one of those episodes where you really just see how different they are.
Yeah,
I don't know. I remember just Knives being so different. Like, he was very more like, seemed like he cared about his brother. In this one, he does, but he also seems very, like, prideful.
Yeah.
Almost full of himself. But, I mean, I don't know. Maybe it's just because he's, like, floating, you know, shirtless, all, like, muscly. Like, I finally have my brother back.
After I wiped his memories and turned him into a tree.
Now, into the higher gate.
Yeah.
Like, it just seems like some crazy villain.
Yeah.
I just don't remember Nine necessarily being that. He had an agenda, but, you know... More. I don't know how to describe it, but it's fun.
Yeah. Well, also their interaction, the first series was like half an episode. like where they had a quick gunfight, then they turned into angel guns, and then they just shot each other. And it was just like, oh, easy. It was like simple Western type of fighting, you know, where it's like Western, cowboy Western. Like it was like bang, 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 bang. And it's like, okay, it's over.
Yeah.
It's a quick fight.
There's a lot less organ.
This one's super sci-fi. Yeah.
But it's good.
Yeah, yeah. Definitely, definitely fun. Now we're off to My Hero Academia, episode 137, which I feel like it's season 6, episode 23, because I feel like we're going to be ending this season soon. So, it was a really big-ass speech.
Hey, you know who my hero is? It's Ochako. Yeah, that was a pretty... It was all speech, all very much just kind of, you know... I don't know if I can really call it feelsy. It was kind of feelsy. It just didn't feel quite feelsy. It was very inspirational in a way. And just watching Ochako really try and sway the people, these selfish, selfish people, except for the one guy. I don't know what his quirk is, but the guy that has the...
Stars on his head?
Yeah, the antennas. I don't know. Stars? Yeah. That's so strange. But, I mean, you know, at least he showed up. He's a good guy. I remember him from the first episode. But, man, I it's just crazy that, you know, they had to... Someone had to just be, like, up there with a loudspeaker and be like, hey, can we just let him take a nap, please? Please?
Yeah, and that's what was the most insane part. It was very much mob mentality the whole time. And I'm like... This guy is the only guy who can stop the biggest, baddest villain, and you don't want him to take a nap.
Yeah.
Like here, which is like one of the safest places in all of Japan, and you won't let him take a nap. You want him to go die somewhere so that way you can be safe. But to be safe, you also have to have the big, bad villain go down. So,
yeah.
These people didn't make any sense.
You're still safer there than anywhere else.
Yeah.
I mean, it was definitely just crazy. That guy sucks. And he even had an All Might shirt. I was hoping someone would be like, how dare you? How dare you wear that shirt? You can't wear that. That's All Might. You're not worthy. Get out of here.
Yeah. I also like that Ochako's speech the whole time was very Ochako, where she was like, and he's special.
But he's not special.
But he's not special. But, like, he means a lot. And, like, he's always trying to be by himself, but he shouldn't be by himself. And I was like, Ochako, you're doing the work. You're doing what somebody needs to be doing right now. Speaking from the heart.
It was good. Good, honest wordplay.
100%.
That's the right way to say it. But yeah, her whole speech was great and I loved it.
Yeah. And I'm sure Deku's heart was going, ah!
Yeah.
People care.
He just broke down at the end. I mean, it definitely took some time for them to care.
Yeah.
I even liked the principal just kind of watching. I don't know if this was like, man, of all the possibilities I saw, this was like 5 of them.
Yeah.
Is this going to work? And I don't know. I just got that vibe. I got like a Doctor Strange, like, but more, just too smart kind of thing. Like, it's working. She's doing it. Oh my gosh. She's going to do it. They're going to help us.
That's also like when Endeavor, Hawks.
I love how Endeavor was just hiding in a trench coat and like a hat.
Even though he's got a massive scar across his face.
And he's in a massive person. Like, yeah. I don't know. Like, hey, you're giving off a lot of heat, guy. What are you doing?
Also, that was Endeavor. That was Todoroki. And that was Hawks. All massively scarred individuals over an eye.
Yeah.
I'm like, okay. Okay, I like this. But they're all like, we just made Deku suffer. I'm like, no, this doesn't need to happen.
Yeah.
Just like All might be dying soon. Or might be meeting Hero Killer Stain.
Man, I keep wondering what's going to happen with that. And I've been waiting for Stain to show up for so long. But I don't know what's going to happen. I don't know if he's going to be like, I can't fight you like this, All Might. What am I supposed to do here?
We're gonna have a flicking tournament. Well, bam! Whoever gives up first.
I mean, that or he's going to find All Might and be like, I'm going to do your job until your disciple is ready or something. I don't know.
So I'm going to fight your disciple again.
It'd be a cool twist. Exactly, actually. I'd love that. Like, I'm going to be the one to beat him. No one else.
Mm-hmm.
But then I wonder what's going to happen if he ever does meet up with All for One. Probably nothing good.
No. Also,
he's good, but his quirk isn't that good.
No, and that's the thing is, like, he himself is just very skilled. Kind of similar to, like, I don't know if you got the in Handyman Saito, there's like a ninja who can step on your shadow and then paralyze you.
Yeah.
And I'm like, that's really cool, but very specific. And yes. You have to be quick to catch that person, like catch somebody like that. That's the same with like Hero Killer Stain. And I think they were also talking about like Best Genius's power. It's like, it's only good because it's trained up.
Uh-huh.
And exactly like All for One was like, yeah, I don't want your power because it would be useless to me. Like, I wouldn't just immediately be able to be as good as you. Mm-hmm. So I'm like, it's very interesting that Hero Killer Stain is as good as he is. And I'm like, that'd be kind of funny if he did go out and start killing villains, going like, hey, I got your back all my, but I'm going to do it my way. I'm going to drink so much blood. It's going to be crazy.
Man, I hope he just does something gnarly. I'm excited for it. I mean, the whole thing with Lady Nagant was an awesome fight. I didn't expect it, so I have high expectations for this Stain encounter.
Yeah, and to be fair, this season of My Hero has been really good. It's been fire. I don't know why it took us so long to finally get here. It was almost worth the wait for myself. I don't know how you feel, Johnny. It was definitely a slow burn.
Weirdly, it was a slow burn, but I wasn't ready for it, to be honest.
Yeah.
I almost felt like there had to be like another season somewhere in between there, of like some kind of training, because I thought he was going to do a whole thing with Mirko, because they were doing like the kicks and the legs.
Yeah.
So that's what I was like prophesizing. So I don't know if maybe something happened where he's like, the creator was just like, we got to speed this up a little bit.
Yeah.
So I don't know. I mean, I'm definitely okay with it. I like what I'm seeing, and this whole season has been really fun and really awesome. Actually, yeah. Probably this season. Actually, I don't know how far this season specifically goes. As far as like the whole thing with the League of Villains going off and, you know, fighting that other entire town of villains.
I think that was part of it. Yeah.
Machia, like all of it. It's been a gnarly season.
Yeah. And speaking of gnarly seasons, we are now getting ready to look at our next season coming up, spring 2023. If you have any anime you would like us to cover, please reach out to us at animecasuals at animecasualsreal, R-E-A-L, at gmail.com. Otherwise, we're going to just kind of talk about a few picks of ours that we're probably going to talk about in future weekend talks if you're still keeping up with us. But let us know some of your favorites. So for spring 2023, I can guarantee, and lucky if you're out there, watch Dr. Stone, you not watching Dr. Stone kind of guy.
Yeah, you got to do it.
Well, it's coming out, so now we can rag on him about him not watching it. Demon Slayer, the Swordsmith Village arc, definitely going to watch. I don't think we need to talk about it.
Yeah.
Dr. Stone New World, definitely going to watch.
Mm-hmm.
And also Konosuba, An Explosion on This Wonderful World, which is our side story with Megumin. Gonna watch.
Cool. That's our hard.
That's our hard three. That's our hard three already. I'm sure they're going to be spaced out, and we'll probably find something to fill the time in. Is there anything else that spoke to you as we look down the spring 2023
list? I don't know if we're necessarily going to put them on the list, but I mean, I ended up really enjoying Tonikawa Over the Moon for You.
It was cute, right?
It was. It was just nice, all of it. And I kept expecting it to go wrong, and it never did, and that's great. Mm-hmm. So I'm excited for that, you know, just hit of optimism in an anime. So I'm psyched for it. I don't know. Again, I don't think we're going to talk about it, but otherwise there's another one. I don't know what the English title is, but what it says, Oshinoko. We read the description and it seemed pretty gnarly. It has something to do with, there's a pregnant girl. She shows up at this guy's house and, you know, he's a gynecologist. So he helps her, but then he dies and becomes reincarnated as like her son or something.
Yep.
So I'm like, what is happening? I mean, I was pretty sold after that. I mean, actually, after gynecologist, I don't know why. That sounds horrible, but after gynecologist, I was like, ooh, this sounds dark. I don't know why. Because, I mean, we were looking at the thumbnail, too, and it's like, dark-haired chick with, like, two blonde kids. I was like, someone's dead. I don't know who.
Yeah. The studio is Doga Kobo.
Oh.
Which has done Heavy Dumbbells, or How Heavy Are the Dumbbells You Lift. I'm trying to look. They've done New Game. They've done Himoto-chan.
Oh, man, there's a lot of good stuff on there.
I don't know what that is.
Shikimori is a cutie. We got Fox Senku.
Yesterday. There's a lot of good stuff on here. Oh, it's listed in popularity.
I don't know what that one's called, but something about My Senpai.
Yeah.
Co-worker.
Yeah, it's got a lot of like kind of feel good stuff.
Oh, it's got Sleepy Princess. That one's that's a great anime. It's so good.
Yeah, and then here comes Oshinoko.
I'm automatically very excited for this anime.
Yeah.
And I have high expectations.
Well, this is why I like looking at sometimes a studio that's coming out who's doing it, because I'm like, you know, if they've done good work in the past, like when Ufotable said they were doing Demon Slayer, we're like, ah, it's going to be beautiful. It's going to be great. So Oshinoko, I was tempted to look at Mashle because it just sounds funny. Magic and Muscles, and I've heard of that manga before. It's actually was on a list of like up and coming new, I think, Shonen Jump manga to read. So that's kind of interesting to me. There was also one more somewhere on this list that
like Ranking of Kings is coming back. That's cool.
Yeah. Ranking of Kings. Actually, I think that's it. I think that's all that caught my eye specifically. Yeah, now I'm going too deep. Help me. Help me. I'm going down. I've got swim back up. Yeah.
It is a pit.
Yeah, it is. Nothing else really spoke to you on that list, right?
Nothing I could really tell. I mean, I noticed that, I think it's Trapped in Another World with My Smartphone is getting a second season, but that came out a couple of years ago. So the only reason it caught my eye was like, oh, that's interesting. I didn't know that they was going to get another season like that out of nowhere, but you know, good for them, I guess.
Oh my God. There's a cat anime. That sounds fun.
Yeah, girl, a cat anime. There's some kind of a anime.
Birdie Wing Season 2. That's what I was excited about. I was like, it's down here. It's somewhere down here. Yeah, Birdie Wing Season 2, the golf anime, I'm very excited about. Because it ended off on like a possible tournament that they were going to do together. And there was a lot of lovely moments between these characters. And then I also saw something about like Dead Mount Death Play, which is like a tournament of necromancers or something. I don't know. Did you start watching Witch of Mercury?
No, not yet.
I'm okay. Well, Season 2 is coming out.
Yeah.
Well, thank you, everybody. As we always say, like, review, subscribe. You know, get our word out there. If you enjoy our content, if you've got possible things you want us to start doing our casual discussion over, let us know. Otherwise, as we always say, got to keep
it
casual.